Voting is underway in the Kumungu Bay election, but our reporter Murtala Issa says some of the voters could not vote because the verification device failed to verify them. He said voting started at exactly 7 a.m. He adds that the competitive nature of the by-election is missing, and he joins us on the line with the details. Good afternoon, Murtala.
Good afternoon.
So how did people who were not verified by the machine feel?
Well, they expressed frustration, and they were asked by presiding officers and some of the electoral officers at the various polling stations to go home and come back. Now, a while ago, about 5 minutes ago, I was at one of the polling stations where one of such came back, and fortunately, on her part, this time around, the machine accepted her, and she was able to vote. She was very happy.
Yeah.
She was very happy that she has been able to vote. So it is believed that most of these people who were returned home will be coming back during the course of the day to wash their hands, and then probably the machine will now be able to verify them.
So what could have been the problem apart from washing their hands? So do we get the impression that maybe their hands were dirty, their fingers were dirty?
What I've observed is that most of the people who could not be verified are elderly people. I don't know if it has to do with their age or because of death, but whenever what happens is that whenever they wash their hands or they go home, they relax and come back, the machine accepts them. Even in the 2012 elections, we experienced similar things here, and people had to wash their hands and then they were allowed to vote.
So, Smooth, can you then tell us whether the voting is going on smoothly?
Yeah, everything is going on smoothly except for this issue of the biometric verification.
But at least that has been resolved.
Yeah, turnout is also quite encouraging, especially women. In most of the polling stations, you still find long queues of women. The men are quite missing. I cannot explain why the men are not at the polling station. Now, security is also very tight, as there is a joint military and police patrol team going around the entire constituency. The competitive nature, like you mentioned earlier, is not there, and I suspect this could be because the NPP are not taking part, just like in previous elections, when you have MPP and NDC, the competition is usually keener. But this time around, the CPP are giving the NDC a tough time. We met Dr. Abu Sakara, the presidential candidate for the CPP in the 2012 election. And he is personally in the constituency, and he tells us that this is an opportunity for the CPP to get a parliamentarian in parliament. And they are not taking chances at all. They are very poised to win this election. We have three parties taking part in this election: the CPP, the PPP, and then the NDC.
All right, Murtala Issa, we thank you for the information. That was our correspondent at the Kumbungu Bay election, Murtala Issa, giving us an update on what's going there.